Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer is a longtime friend of ours and great member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, also The Soul of Success. These are number one New York Times number one bestsellers, including Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul. She is one of the ladies who helps us gain and maintain balance in our lives, and that's what she's here to talk to us about today. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to hear your voice again.
It's good to talk to you again, too, Jennifer. And, you know, when I started doing my show back in 97, I had been a small business owner for a while myself, and as I still am, and I knew that a whole lot of my happiness, a whole lot of my ability to perform was coming from me trying to make sure that I didn't get too wrapped up in my business so that it became the only thing in my focus. I had teenagers in the early part of my small business career, and I realized that I didn't need to lose them while I gained my business. And so when I started doing the show, I really wanted to talk about this balance thing as much as I could, not only my own perspectives, but people like you who joined me on the show and who helped me talk about these things. And so I like doing this. I like taking show programming from time to time. We try to do at least something every week, sometimes more than once a week, just to talk about balance. And that's one of the reasons why I like having you here, Jennifer, because you always help us with those things. What do you got on your mind today?
Well, you know, Jim, thank you so much for your kind words. I hear so many people saying that balance and the search for balance is just one of the greatest challenges facing so many of us in our nation. And I think that one of the reasons this is the case is that we have reached a real crossroads in our culture between material abundance and spiritual poverty, if you will.
Say that again.
I feel that we've reached a crossroads between material abundance, you know, where we have the means to travel anywhere, we have beautiful homes, we have all the modern comforts, we have technology that is just absolutely off the charts, it's so fantastic. But along with that material abundance, we've reached this crossroads with a sort of spiritual poverty, if you will. And I found it so interesting that years ago, Mother Teresa, whom I had the great blessing to meet, by the way, commented that with all of her travels around the world, she observed that the U.S. was one of the poorest countries she had ever experienced.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said it was because we suffered from a kind of poverty, a poverty of loneliness and of these deeper values of life. So I think it's really critical to ask ourselves the question, can we have both? I mean, there's nothing wrong with material abundance. You know, those of us who are in business for a reason. We want to serve other people. We want to produce great products. And hopefully we want to get compensated for it. But is there a way to have both? And to me, that's a really worthwhile conversation.
Well, you know, when I turned 40, I guess I had a Gail Sheehy moment. I remember in her book, Passages, she said, when I turned 40, you know, she said, no more BS, you know, after that. And when I turned 40, what happened to me? And as I went into my 40s, I felt myself gravitating toward things that made me happy and away from things that made me unhappy. And I've been doing that. I've been doing a lot of that. I mean, I don't have a perfect system yet, but I still work on that. And And so I hear what you're saying, and I think you're right, because I think about all the – I think when I think – if I lined up all the unhappy people I know, there would be more people with abundance than there would be people who are poor in that in that lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Money and stuff give you options, but they don't make you happy.
That's right. And you know, Jim, one of the things that I think is really worth talking about is the word silence. Because I believe that we don't have enough of it in our culture, and one of the reasons we're so out of balance is that we are surrounded by noise, not only externally, but in our own minds.
Now, see, this is kind of this is a kind of an antithetical conversation to have with a talk show host.
Now, wait a second. We're
see,
talking
I'm,
about balance
I'm,
here, Jim, and how
I'm
to
part
have
of the,
both.
I'm part of the noise, I'm afraid, Jennifer.
No, the beautiful thing is that if you observe nature, you can see how silence is at the basis of all activity.
Yeah.
You know, we see that night follows day. We see the seasons of rest and growth. And in my experience, and I bet this is true for you too, Jim, the greatest success and happiness are when we really know and experience and radiate silence. Because when we have that experience, then we can have it along with our dynamic activity. In fact, I love what Joel Osteen said. You know who I'm talking about when
yes,
I say Joel Osteen. He said, preach at all times. Use words only if necessary.
I like that. That's really good.
Isn't that beautiful? And I think we can take it literally, but, you know, it's also a metaphor that the greatest influence we have in the world is not just through our words and our deeds, but it's who we are as we speak those words. For one of the reasons that you're so successful, Jim, is that in my way of thinking, there is a depth behind the words you speak. There is a sincerity. There is an honesty. There is a genuine desire that is so obvious in you to serve the people who listen to you. And that's what I mean by the silence that is there with the dynamic activity.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I that's I mean that's how I feel. I am sincere about this, but when you say silence, though, do you really? Well, when we come back, I'm going to get Jennifer to answer this question. Are there more than one kinds of silence? Is there the silence that we know about, what we think is the definition of silence?
Great.
Or are there other variations of silence? And we'll talk about that right after these messages. And, of course, what all that means to you and me and our small businesses. 20 after. Stay with us. Night after night.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
Hi, Jim. Renee Grant Williams here, author of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention, something you certainly do. I want to congratulate you on your first decade anniversary. I look forward to being part of your show for many, many more years to come. All the best to you and Devonna.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. A little bit of Van Morrison bringing us back there. One of my favorite songs, a little moon dancing. We're doing a little moon dancing with our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. We're talking about balance in our lives. And before we get back to the silence issue, she's going to help us define, see if there's, you know, how you look up in the dictionary a definition of a word. There's two or three or four different variations. We're going to ask her about that. But before we do, Jennifer, I want you to tell us about how we can find your books. And by the way, folks, Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. Guys, this is, if you're looking for something really special for Valentine's, Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live from Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is something you want to look for. It's available in bookstores right now, isn't it, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely, or online. And if you want a nice autographed copy as a gift, you can certainly go to my website and
okay.
ask for that.
Which is?
JenniferHawthorne.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And seriously, guys, go to your bookstore and look around for Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live and get a card, get a nice card, and magical things will happen after that. Jennifer, I asked you about the variations on the theme of silence. Are there more than one? You know, let me say this. I want you to know that that I actually enjoy silence, classic silence, no noise, no talking, no music, nothing. I absolutely do not mind having silence in my life, and especially first thing in the morning when I get up, because that's when the right side of my brain talks to me. And I don't want any interference, and that's when I get the crazy ideas that I have.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Silence is the basis of thought, and thought is the basis of action, and action is the basis of achievement. Right?
I actually like my own company, Jennifer. So, what about the other variations?
Well, I think that silence is an experience of something very deep and very vast, a true silence. And what you're talking about, Jim, is one of the many ways to experience and come to know silence, which then starts to creep into your life and support everything that you're actually doing. Taking this alone time is so important. Meditation is something that's so special and extraordinary for us, as is prayer. I was so touched to see see in the news this past week the passing of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who became so famous for not only being guru to the Beatles, but who really brought meditation to the West and made it accessible, you know, to everyone here.
Mm-hmm.
He taught people how to go within. Prayer is another way for us to stop and become centered. Being in nature is a way to do this. And inspiration also is something that I think can really lead to moments of silence. In fact, Jim, that's what I really tried to do with Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. I feel like all of the lessons and all of the stories ultimately lead people to what I call the aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have an aha moment, it's a moment where everything stops. It truly is a moment of silence where everything kind of gets wiped clean and there's an opportunity for a new way of looking at things. And can I just give you an example from Life Lessons? Dr. Pam George is a longtime friend and colleague of mine. She was a professor of educational psychology in the university system of North Carolina. And her 8-year-old daughter came home from school one day having failed her end-of-the-grade math test. And Pam knew that this was one of her strengths, and she knew the pitfalls of standardized testing and looked into it and discovered that there had, in fact, been an error in the testing method. Well, she ended up championing this whole problem of standardized testing. She wrote a book called Testing Our Children. It quickly sold out, but suddenly she awakened this sleeping giant in the testing industry, and a large company sued her. And not only did Pam not have tenure at her university system at the time, but she didn't have enough money in her lifetime to pay what she was going to be liable for if she lost the lawsuit. And I tell you, she went into a dark night of the soul for days. She hardly slept. She hardly ate. And then one morning, in the wee hours of the morning, as she lay in bed in absolute stillness and quietness, the realization came that throughout the years she had created a coalition of people, of professors, of people really passionately interested in the same thing that she was, like-minded educators and civil rights advocates. They already existed, and all she had to do was call on their support. And she did, and to make a long story short, the case was ultimately settled favorably out of court, and she was allowed to continue lecturing and publishing about the use of standardized testing.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that, because it's just an example of how if we're just quiet enough, if we just take the time to be quiet, then answers can come to us.
That's at the darkest times as a small business owner. That's exactly how I was able to. I've been able to deal with difficulties and things are revealed to you when you're quiet like that. Jennifer,
right.
Give us the website again, please.
It's jenniferhawthorne.com, Jim.
Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live is wherever books are sold, plus all the other books that Jennifer's written. Thanks, Jennifer, for being here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, my pleasure. Same to you and all your listeners, Jim.
Thanks. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.